Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sherin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cochran moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Haas is chasing the ball. Burns rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Haas bunts towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Garms. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Levy reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Sherin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Fred Schult pinch hits for George Blaya Holder. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Levy moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 5, Browns, 5. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Tony Freitas now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sherin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Sherin reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 3 in the game. Garms bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garms moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to home to get Garms. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sharon. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-4 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-5, Athletics. Tony Freitas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freitas is 0-for-1 in the game. Freitas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Freitas reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freitas scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 10-5, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. It's 11-5, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's 12-5, Athletics. Sam Gray now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 13-5, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-5 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Sam Gray. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-4 in the game. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Burns reaches third base with a triple. Garms goes all the way around to score. It's 13-6, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13. And St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.